Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. My name is Father Cedric Pazegna. I'm a Catholic priest, and I'm so glad that you decided to tune in. I want to talk to you about change, and I want you to know that you can change. Part of being a hopeful person is believing that you're not going to stay stuck all your life, that you can move forward. Life is about moving and progressing and changing. And I remember God told me something one time. He said, Cedric, I'm not so much interested in your perfection. I'm interested in your progression. And I want to talk about you moving forward and changing. So cling to hope, have great hope, and watch this preaching. I know it'll inspire you. And this was the reading that we had on Ash Wednesday. And it comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And Paul writes the Corinthians and us and says, we entreat you not to accept the grace of God in vain. For God says, at the acceptable time, I have listened to you, and I have helped you on the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We can change in so many different areas, our thoughts, our emotions, our attitude. In terms of our moral life, we can change in terms of sin and addictions and all kinds of different ways. And people are serious about change. They make resolutions on New Year's Day, Lenten resolutions, and everybody wants to change. But I want to tell you that you cannot change by determination alone and just by self-motivation alone. You can make some change, but not lasting, significant change. And it's really important in order to change, you need this one key ingredient, and I want to try to explain that to you. And one time I heard this story about this man who was walking in the West, and he was exploring these canyons, and he was looking over one of the canyons. It was about a mile down there. He wanted to get a little closer just to see what it looked like down there, and a gust of wind hit him, and he fell right over the edge. But luckily, there was a strong branch sticking out, and as he fell, he managed to grab a hold of it. So there he is, dangling there, and it's about a mile down, and he didn't know what else to do because he was stuck. So he cried out. He says, help! Is there anybody out there? Then he heard a voice, and it said, this is God. Let go, and I'll catch you. He thought to himself, then he said, is there anybody else out there? Well, watch what I do now. Watch what I do. That is one of the most freeing things. And I hope you can put that image in your mind. It's that whole thing of abandoning yourself, letting go, trusting and surrendering, letting go of stubbornness and self-will and trying to be in control and trying to have everything your way all the time, and allowing God to catch you. It's really important that you keep yielding and abandoning and quit holding on for dear life and quit trying to be in control. I saw a bumper sticker one time that said, if God is your co-pilot, consider swapping seats. And what that means is, you know, maybe you've been driving long enough and it's time to allow God to steer the ship. I've found in my life as a Christian that as I've journeyed through my life, day after day, something has stuck with me, and it's that spirituality, I call it spirituality of surrender. That when I get up in the morning, I offer myself to God in surrender. I surrender my body and my will and my mouth, my eyes, and what I'm going to say, my sexuality, my whole person to the Lord. In fact, that's Romans 12:1. Offer yourself to God. Offer yourselves to God. Your spiritual sacrifice. And so what does God want? Does he want goats and blood and, you know, all those things that you can sacrifice? No, he wants yourselves. He wants who you really are. That's what we are to surrender. And I believe that surrender is the fundamental act of following Jesus. It's the fundamental act of being a Christian. For example, you know, when Jesus went to the Sea of Galilee and he saw Peter, James, and John, and some of the Andrew, the other disciples, and he called them, notice what they did. They left the boat and the net and their parents behind. And sometimes to follow Jesus, you got to let go and leave some things behind, especially sin and negativity, doubt, fear, and you got to make a move. And that's exactly what they did. So the fundamental act of being a Christian is to surrender. And it's an act of abandonment. Think of any of the saints that you like, your favorite saint, and they will all tell you that surrender was a major part of their spirituality. They would either call it relinquishing themselves to God, or abandoning themselves to God, or yielding themselves to God. I call it surrender. And so if you can surrender, and tonight I pray that this will be a significant surrender for you, and for those of you watching on TV, that you would give yourself right there in your living room or your kitchen or wherever you are, maybe you're in a hospital or a hotel room, that you can surrender to God too, right there, because you're a part of this retreat via TV. And if you can make that significant surrender, I believe that God will take that. He will inhabit your surrender, and something significant will happen in you. Further change, growth, and a deeper relationship with God. I think about the story of this young man named Ignatius. Ignatius had this vision. This is what he was holding on to. He wanted to be a military leader. That was his great goal. You know, he wanted to fight wars for the King of Spain. In fact, one time he was out there fighting a war for the King of Spain, and he was out in the battlefield, and a French cannonball came and shattered his leg, almost blew it right off. So now he was put in the hospital. And when he was in the hospital recuperating, he had a lot of time to think and a lot of time to pray, and he realized as he was laying in his hospital bed that his goals to become a military leader were trivial and really not according to God's will. He understood as he lay there and started to pray that God had another plan for him. And so what he did is, right there in his hospital bed, he made a surrender to God. He surrendered his plans. He surrendered control of his life. He gave his very self to God. And he created a prayer. Of course, I'm talking about Ignatius of Loyola, who became Saint Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits. We won't hold that against him. And of course, you know, the Jesuits, Loyola and Fordham, Boston College. Think about all the people that they've taught and spiritual directed and preaching and all the good works that they've done because of this one man's surrender and the many people who became Jesuits after him. He founded the Society of Jesus. He composed this prayer. It's called the Suspice. Take, Lord. This is a surrender prayer. Take, Lord. Receive. All my liberty, my memory, my understanding, my entire will. You have given all to me, and I return it. Give me only your love and your grace. That's enough for me. What a beautiful prayer. Take, Lord, receive. And I pray that that will be the mood in the house here tonight, and that will be your mood as you watch on TV. You tell the Lord, take, Lord, receive. Maybe you're caught in an addiction, or in an illicit relationship, or in a bad habit, or in some type of a sin that's got you stuck. Simply say, take, Lord, receive. And God will give you the strength and the power to make a move, and you can have lasting change. So St. Ignatius of Loyola, as I said, changed. And he had a significant change in his life. His whole goals changed. And what he did with his life changed. And it became fruitful instead of fruitless. Had he not surrendered, we may have never have even heard of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Who knows what would have happened to this man? But he made this beautiful and this lasting surrender, and he himself changed because of his surrender. And I remember the story of David, King David. in this whole area of lust, because this is one of the things that I hear in the confessional too, that people are struggling with, especially at home. Now that the computer is so anonymous, a whole new area, a whole new Pandora's box is opened up. Well, King David one time, you know, this is the great king of Israel, the chosen, through whom the promises of God came. So King David's sitting there, and he's on his palace one day just kind of looking down. He sees this woman with red hair, and she's taking a bath. And her name was Bathsheba. And as he's looking at her, the lust rose up in her. You know, he had other wives, but all of a sudden, he's got to have her. And of course, she's married to Uriah the Hittite. So not only does David commit adultery with Bathsheba, he has, get this, this is the great king of Israel. He has her husband, Uriah the Hittite, sent to the front lines and killed. So now he's committed murder and adultery, and he won't admit it. So God sends the prophet Nathan to him and tells him a parable about a man who had all these sheep, and one man had just one little sheep, and the man with all the sheep took the little sheep, and King David says, that man should be killed. And of course, Nathan says, David, that man is you. And he says, I have sinned. And he writes Psalm 51. You know what Psalm 51 did or says? Lord, I have sinned. Wash me, cleanse me, renew me. So in other words, what is he doing? He's surrendering to God. And he's saying, I've sinned. Please help me. I need your forgiveness and I need your healing. And think about it. King David was the great king of Israel through whom the promises went, and he committed adultery and murder. But God forgave him. And if God can forgive adultery and murder, God can forgive whatever you've done in your past. You haven't out-sinned God's ability to forgive you. And everybody here tonight, there's forgiveness for you. Remember, as far as the east is from the west, God has cast our sins into the depths of the sea through the blood of Jesus. We find forgiveness. David became, as you know, the great king of Israel, forgiven, wrote many psalms, and he prayed for that cleansing and that washing. Part of the power that God gives that brings about change, for example, if you have an addiction, is the courage to face your issues and to quit running and to take responsibility for your issue, whatever it is. Maybe it is anger. Maybe it is lust. Maybe it is overeating. Whatever it is, part of the power, it isn't just this arbitrary power that comes over you and all of a sudden, okay, I'm free. No, you have to do your work too, and you face the issues, and you quit running from them, and you take responsibility, and you keep inviting God in. People who are in recovery talk about it one day at a time, or one moment at a time, through God's help. So David experienced another way that the power of God helps you, this cleansing and this healing deep within. And we need healing for the guilt, for the shame, for the separation from God, and also we need healing because of the sin itself. I remember one time I was going to visit my mother down in Florida, and you know, she lives near the beach there, near the Atlantic Ocean. And as I was visiting her, you know, I went for a run on the ocean. In the ocean down by Daytona, they have real hard packed sand. You can run right on the beach. I love it because, you know, you can watch the water as you're running. Well, I went there during a holiday, and there were all those people there, people everywhere. It was Memorial Day. Just the beach was packed with people. There was tire tracks everywhere. There were sand castles. There were tin cans. There were cigarette butts. There was litter. There was trash, you know, just stuff everywhere. And I said, look at the beach. Who's going to clean this place? Well, the next day, everybody left. I went to go for another run. I think it was a Tuesday morning. And as I went to the beach, I looked at the beach, and the whole beach was clean. There was no garbage trucks there. As I looked out, you could see the waves. The wave would come and splash, spray, wash, and then recede. Then the next wave would come, splash, spray, wash, recede. And as I'm watching these waves, I'm watching Mother Nature do her work. All of a sudden, deep within, I heard a still small voice, Cedric, tell my people that my mercy is just like those waves, that comes with power, washes and cleanses, and then recedes. And as you're watching, I want the mercy of God to wash over your heart. And as you're here present today, I pray the mercy of God will wash you tonight. And you'll experience healing from guilt, from shame. You know, one of the areas where people come up to me time and time again, I know, Father, that God forgives me, but I can't forgive myself. And what you have to do is experience the washing and the cleansing deep within. He'll bring you healing. So I've shared many things tonight. You know, there's so many issues. I gave you that sheet to look at, not so that you would feel guilty. And by the way, if you're watching, you can get that sheet on my website, fathercedric.org, and that examination of conscience, the prayer that we're going to pray in a little while, and also that Psalm 51 that's printed on there. Just go to my website, go to free stuff, and you can download it there. But I wanted you to think about, is there an area where you really need change? Is there a place where you feel stuck and you haven't really been changing? Is there an area that you need to confess here tonight? Well, I'm praying that this will be a night of rigorous honesty and that you will make a move, whether it be anger or lust or gossip or gluttony or, you know, whatever it is, all the seven deadly sins, or maybe something going wrong, non-forgiveness in a relationship. I pray that this will be a special night for you. I want God to move in a very beautiful way into your heart. And this is a special opportunity during the course of your retreat. Whenever I go on a retreat, there's always a moment when I take, whether it be in the middle of the retreat, the beginning of the retreat, or several times during the retreat, where I lay face down and I say, Lord, I surrender to you. I need your help in this area. Please come and do what I can't do. And it's amazing, you know, little by little we change. You know, a lot of people think, and I want to make sure that you know this, that change happens immediately. But what I'd like to say is that significant change will happen eventually. It may not happen all at once, but it's a progression. It's a movement forward, and it's a journey. But what you have to do is you got to keep opening yourself up to God, and you will change. And I remember one time I went to a confession, and as soon as the confession was over, I was beating myself up. And I was beating myself up because I wasn't perfect. Here I am, a priest, and been following Jesus for all these years, and I'm still not perfect. And as I was beating myself up, you know what I heard deep in my heart? And I'll never forget this, and many of you have heard this if you've heard my teachings. I heard God tell me, Cedric, I'm not so much interested in your perfection as I am your progression. And I thought, I was floored by that. I said, first of all, thank you that I don't have to be perfect. I'm journeying toward it, but thank you that you just want me moving forward. And that's what we're asking here tonight, that you make a move. I remember one time I was hearing confessions in Kenner, and it was a Tuesday night, and I was sitting there, and this man came up to me, and I'll never forget this. He said, Father, before we begin, I got to tell you my story. I said, okay. And he said, well, it was Sunday a couple weeks ago, and I was flipping through the TV channel with the TV changer, and I came upon your program, and there you were up there in your religious habit, and you're talking about change and how God wants to work in your life. And I said, I don't want to watch that. And he said he went to change it, and it didn't work. And so he finally, after he did everything he could, hit it, put in batteries, it just wouldn't work. He put it down. And he said, Father, I listened to you, and you were right. I was clinging to some things in my life that I didn't need to be clinging to. I was always running my life my own way. I used to be Catholic. I wasn't going anymore. And I needed change. And he said, that's why I'm here tonight. We celebrated a very beautiful confession. He confessed some things. That man was going through a conversion. And we're all going through an ongoing conversion. This is what this season is all about. So, you know, I rejoiced with him, and we celebrated, and he told me some things, and then he started to leave, and he turned around with a big smile on his face. He said, oh yeah, by the way, Father, I know God was calling me to come, because as soon as that TV program was over when you were talking about it, I hit the channel changer, and it worked. And I believe that God is calling you, just as you are. Just simply come. Abandon. Let go. Relinquish. Give yourself to God. Those of you watching on TV, we're about to pray a prayer of surrender. And you can pray that prayer with us. You give your heart to God, and God's going to take you. He's not going to abandon you. He's going to accept you and forgive you and love you. And please, pray with us and watch God work in your life right now. This can be a significant moment. Your life will never be the same. And I pray for all of us here at this service here tonight. I invite you all to truly give yourself to God. Your heart, your body, your will, your emotions, your mind, your sexuality, your sin, the place where you're stuck, and watch God do a work in you. This is a very holy moment. This is a moment of grace. So I'm going to invite us all to stand now, and we're going to pray that act of contrition. If you didn't get the sheet, you can just kind of look on with somebody, and as I said, those of you at home, just pray with us. You can follow along with us. And together, let us pray. Jesus, I am sorry for my sins. I surrender my life to you now. I believe in your love and forgiveness. Take, Lord, receive all that I am. I love you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And I pray for you all that this will be a significant moment in your journey. Any of you who feel stuck, that there will be movement. Any of you who have been beating yourself up and feeling guilty, that this will be a time of healing, that the waves of mercy will wash over you. And any of you who may be doubting or fearing, that this will be a new moment for you. Heavenly Father, move in your people, touch your people, may they never be the same. And I ask God's blessing upon you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The most important part of tonight was your being here and hearing this message. At times, you know, we don't understand everything that when it happens, but when you go home, you reflect upon it and you say, I want to surrender more, and I want to give myself to you even more. And I pray that that'll happen, that surrender will be a daily activity for you. And if you are stuck in a certain area, remember what I said, change may not happen immediately, but it will happen eventually if you keep surrendering. This is the way that people overcome addictions, they get into recovery, and this is the way that you can progress in the spiritual life. I'm going to invite many of you to come to confession tonight. This is a sacrament, which means it's a touch of Jesus. Some of you haven't been in a real long time. Others of you have, and that's okay too. We invite you to come if God is calling you. I'm not going to manipulate anybody and force anybody to come, of course, because probably more people are going to leave in a minute than come to confession, so nobody judge anybody. But if God is calling you, please come. Because the reason why we have these missions is so that we can make a move, so that lives can change, so that there can be significant movement in a person's life. If you haven't been to confession in a while, here's how you do it. It's real simple, and I've made it very easy for you. You just simply come, and there's going to be five priests, two over here, two over there. Father Robert will tell you just in a moment who and where, and there's going to be one in the back confessional. And you just simply come as you are. Three of the places will be face-to-face or behind the screen, and then myself and Father Robert will be out front, and it will be just face-to-face, and in the back is behind the screen if you want. But you just come as you are, make the sign of the cross, tell us how long it's been, and then one or two or three main areas where you really need to change. It's a surrender. You're going to be on your knees or sitting down before God in front of everybody. It's a surrender. And we will absolve you personally. Then you just go home. You go in peace. Now, you've already prayed the act of contrition. I used to always be afraid. I go in the confessional, you know, and they'd slide that, you hear, shh, it's like, All of a sudden I get active contrition amnesia, you know, it's like, blah, 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 blah. I know people get afraid when they go to confession. Like this one woman one time, she sat down in front of me. You know how you start, bless me, Father, for I have sinned? This is how she started. Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts. So don't be afraid. I mean, or if you're afraid, make a move. So the act of contrition has been prayed. Your penance, you can read while you're in line, because you know the lines will take a little while. It's that Psalm 51 of King David. So you're praying for cleansing and washing and healing of the guilt. And you believe that God's mercy is so prevalent that he casts your sins and your guilt into the depths of the sea. And so, you know, you just do a little examination of conscience by reading that. Act of contrition is done. So what do? Make the sign of the cross. How long has it been? Couple areas. We're going to absolve you personally, then off you go. And I'm so grateful that everybody came. This is your moment. And I pray that you'll take advantage of it. As we heard in the first reading, the only reading, today is the acceptable time. Now is the acceptable day of salvation. Part of having hope is believing that you can change. And I want to tell you, wherever you are in your life, you can move forward. You can change with God's help. And hope means that God is at work in your life, helping you to change. I love receiving emails from people that view my programs, and I get letters from different people. But this was a really special one. He said, Father, he said, I was at one of the lowest points of my life, having another sleepless night. I happened to turn on the TV, and you came on. And it was your Live with Passion program. And he said, I was glued to the TV set. I ended up buying 5 of your books. And for the first time in 40 years, I went to confession. And I think that's beautiful. This man is changing. He's reading books. He's trying to get closer to God. See, you can change. But you got to take responsibility for your life. And part of that responsibility is read some good books. How about a book called You Can Change? And it makes a great gift for any of your family members, but especially for you. I write in a very simple way. My editor says that these books are easy to read, but they're not an easy read. And what she meant was, they're easy to read because there's a lot of good stories, but they're very profound and life-transforming. This book, You Can Change, will help you. And then this book is like going on your own personal retreat. It's called A Retreat with Father Cedric. And even if you don't get to go to a retreat center or come to one of my missions, this is like going on your own personal retreat. It'll help you to change. I write about change. I write about addictions in here. I write about prayer, and this will really help you. So know that anytime you buy any of my resources, whether it be the DVD or the CD of this series, A Living Hope, or any of my books, or any of the resources that I have, or if you give to be a partner or donate to my ministry, you are helping me to produce these programs and to spread the good news around this country and world. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much to all of you who are my partners. Thank you for those of you who are supporting me by these resources. And thank you for helping me to reach out with the gospel. Don't just live, live with passion.
We believe you enjoyed Father Cedric's teaching. It is our heartfelt hope that these programs will intensify your relationship with God and you will sense a new surge of strength in your life. Father Cedric has many resources, audio CDs, DVDs of his television programs, as well as several books to help you in your spiritual journey. Please log on to www.frcedric.org or call 321-474-0997. That's www.frcedric.org. Don't just live, live with passion.